Karambi Action for Life Improvement Kali, in partnership with the Foundation for Community Development and Empowerment, FCDE, has officially launched a one-year project titled the Kata Learning Site Project, aimed at empowering HIV-positive youths in Kata Capital Town, Kasu Kasi District. Addressing stakeholders, during a meeting held yesterday at Kata Capital Town, Kasu headquarters, the project officer, Ms. Immaculate Muhendu, said the initiative will provide psychosocial support to HIV-positive youths and donate scholastic materials to their school-going children. Immaculate speaking.
Umwasha activities the church can call a year to can get to providing a psychosocial support. Araisi banari enda tukakanyana nemuba hakaseling umaria bakala van ni river kangana to see erilua last year man search to yungu wa wama hua. So research in yakan data by use of an baka kwisuso ni umbatsu wa muhakada veremu hua kukina kwisuso ni sharisi wa maspatar akasando ndimuza. So shukia tuka facilitating a arch clinic erienda ika delivering niva jayi ukwa by use yago abayizi bana ba abalwere bana otwa bana ba zerevuta so itwa tukia tuka watucha ava na vani ava abayizi abalwere ereva ha scholastic material.
She urged HIV positive youths never to lose hope but engage in productive activities for food security and good livelihoods. The in charge of Kata Health Center 3, Ms. Monica Simwe, commended the development partners for extending services to the learning site community, noting that the intervention is timely and will help reduce stigma among people living with HIV/AIDS. Monica speaking.
Tuina masimewa mengi nkaito kata health center kubungisa kitongole kini kia kali echa atuletela project yetu enu egena kuba netu yambaho supportinga avantu veita varoide ite kakata health center nturegistaringe namba nkoto muno hahavana avakufuna HIV bachale vato wakuruga nubuma avakaza avakozeki avaroide na avasaidi avaroide. So kali yenu yeicha kutuyamba kutuobereza mko kutuare mbazi avana vaita ala wakwetinira kuicha irwaru na avandi ababuzire.
Monica also advised residents to test and know their HIV status to enable proper health management.